Okay, last we discussed Hakdama Yirches. We got into the Sherish Nishmas Yisrael. We spoke about the Shechina Kedosha. It's a very wide sugya, very big sugya. It doesn't allow us the time to delve into it. So we're going to continue on Hakdama Yirches. And Afesh Dalin in the old version. So this Hakdama is about the Tzirufim of the Alves. I'll see what that means. Amr Chazal. B'yara'isa barak u'chabichu alma. So it's state in Medrash that Hashem created the world with the Torah. So what does that mean that Hashem created the world with the Torah? Pirushai shebetziruv chaf beis aleph beis hais. That with the 22 letters of the aleph beis, nivru shemayim v'aretz, v'chol tzvayis ma'alamata. Mereshis Habriya at Saif Amidas Ha'ilmas, from beginning to end. Vigam Kol Chiyusan Vikiyuman Shal Kol Ha'ilmas Ha'kol Hu Rak Ha'idei Oisiyas HaTorah She'isol Mekayimin Lamata. And the continuation, the Kiyum, the Chiyus, the life source of the entire Bria, is through the letters of the Torah Kedoshah. Now he explains. This is a very nice job on the side, filling in with the Ma'ar Makomos here. So there's a klal from the Baal Shem Tov on the Pasuk, Elo'ilam Hashem Devarecha Nitzav Bashamayim. That the Dvar Hashem, which created every single part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, continues to give life to those things which they created. When Hashem said Eitz, and He created the Eitzim, Yehi Eitz, so the Ayin and the Tzadi are not just letters which demonstrate, represent what an Eitz is. It happens to be that a Tzadi Tzofis looks like an Eitz. It's true also in terms of how they look. But the Ayin and the Tzadi give life to the Eitz. And that's true with every single Nivra that Hashem created. And this is very unique to Lashon HaKodesh. That when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, these letters are very different than the Lashon HaAmamim. And when it comes to the other nations of the world and they create languages, so an A is just on paper, it makes a sound. Or if you go to the Far East and they have diagrams as their letters, that's exactly what it is. It's a representation of what it's trying to describe. In Lashon HaKodesh, the letter has a life source. And when an ayin comes together with the tzadi, it forms a tree. So contained within each ayis is the kayach of life, a different flavor. And like a baker, kivyachol, mixing them together will create a new energy, will create a new life force. And those letters are continued to give life to those things. So when Hashem says, Yihi rekiya v'seich hamayim, those words, Yihi Rakia, and especially the word Rakia, those letters are continuing to give life to the Rakia. So that's why Hashem, it says in the Pasuk about Him, La'olam, forever, Hashem, Dvarcha Nitzav Vashamayim. Your Dvar, your Dibur, is Nitzav Vashamayim. It remains there, and it continues to give life to that thing. That's very unique. And that's what he quotes on the bottom of the Nefesh HaChaim and the Zohar Kaddish, that the famously the Nefesh HaChaim writes, that if a Jew, if there wouldn't be one Jew in the world who was continuing to learn Torah at every moment, then the world would cease to exist and revert back to Torah Vavai. It's the continuation of the Liman HaTorah which is giving the vitality and the kiyum to the world, continuously. So this is the idea that not only here we're speaking about Torah, we're speaking about the letters. We're talking about the building blocks, atomically, what upkeeps the world. In fact, the Zohar Kaddish says that this secret Yaakov chanced upon when he came to the Makom HaMikdash, in the beginning of Parshas Vayitzi, the Torah says, it says, Vayikach me'avne ha-makom. It says, Vayishka v'makom ahu. The Yaakov that he laid down in that place, Vayishkav b'makamahu. So the Zayah says Vayishkav, that the word Yishkav can be broken into two words, Yesh Chaf Beis. What the Zayah explains is that Yaakov understood at that moment, in that makom. And makom, of course, is a very big word in the Zayah Kaddish. Makom always refers to Kaddish Baruch Hu. It refers to the original space in which Hashem created the world. Yesh Chaf Beis, Yaakov understood there at that moment, a very big hasaga, that the Chaf Beis Osios is what gives Yeshus to everything in the Bria. And that's why it says immediately after that, Vayikach me'avne hamakom. We're going to see momentarily that the avanim, that these rocks of the makom, of that place, refer to the Osios Atar. And in the same way that Bezalel, Chazal tell us that in order to make the Mishkan, he was Metzarif the Osios, like Hashem did by Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Mishkan, of which we learn out Lametes Malachos from the Mishkan, because they resemble the Lametes Malachos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. All creative work goes back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, yet we find that in the Mishkan, and we use the Mishkan as the model for all Issa Malach on Shabbos. Because Mishkan means creation Yesh Me'ayin, just like the world was Yesh Me'ayin. Which is why the Torah spent so much time speaking about the Mishkan. So much detail in the cheshbonus and everything involved. Obviously, the Mishkan has a very important part in this world. Like we spoke about in the last Hakdama, Shechina Batachtain, and the Indian of the Shechina coming down into this world, the whole Tachas Abriya is this concept of Mishkan based on Migdash. But more so, when we speak about Malacha, real Malacha is not used biadaim. A Jew doesn't use his hands on the highest Madrega to do Malacha. It's that he says words. And he says words of Lashon HaKodesh. And when he says words of Lashon HaKodesh, so he's able to create, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And that's the gift of Torah. In fact, the Malachim were so misspoiled from Adam HaRishon that Chazal tell us, when they saw that Yaakov was giving names to all of, that Adam HaRishon was giving names to all of creation, so they said, this is a Chachma Nifla, and this is what separated Adam from the rest of creation. Is that when Adam HaRishon, when he looked at each and every Nimra, and they didn't have names, he looked at every one of them and he said, you're a Shor, and you're a Chamor, and you're a Tzipor. And then when he looked at a chair and he says, you're a Kise, or you're a Shulchan. There was so much poly from that, because it wasn't that Anmushan was giving symbols and just names, Ba'alma, for these things. He was able to tap into that life force, and it resonated. And what he did when he gave them those things, that he was connecting them with their kiyum, with their chiyas. And it was that chachma, Chazal tell us, that they understood how Adam HaRishon is the focal point of the Bria. And he's the melech. Because one of the qualities of a melech is that a melech is able to create with his dibur. That's what the Zohar says, malchus dapeh. That each and every part of the body corresponds to a sphere. And the sphere of Malchus corresponds to the mouth. Because the mouth is the place of where we speak, but it's the place of creation. And it's very funny because, it's very interesting, that the sphere of Malchus, which is the lowest of all the spheres, it's the Makabal. Yet, although as we follow the trail of the spheres, they begin with Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, which are all in the head, and then Chesed is to the right, and then Gur to the left, both resembling the arms, and then the torso, which is Tiferes, Netzach and Hod in the legs, Yisod is the bris, and you come to the Malchus, and the Malchus goes all the way back up to the mouth. But the pshat is that the Malchus represents being Koilal all the Midos. And the place of the body, which is Koilal all the Midos, which really represents all of them, is the Peh. That when the Malchus is in its true form, when it's pristine, the Peh is able to do everything which all the parts of the body do. That a Melech is able to sit down in his Kiseh, and if he needs to go somewhere, he can instruct it that it should happen. If he needs that he should be brought a coffee, somebody will bring it to him. He'll say, bring me a coffee. Those are his legs. And those are his hands. And that's his torso. Everything can be taken care of with the Malchus. And the quality of Adam HaRishon as Malchus, as Melech, of the Bria is that, of course, in a more pneumistic way, it's not just that the Melech instructs and that it happens. It's just that even deeper than that, the Melech is able to say words, and if he says words of Lashon HaKodesh, which Adam Rishon used by Ma'aseh Bereishis, so it represents a whole higher quality of Malchus, which is called Malchus Yisrael, that the Melech is able to create with his Dibur. And that's the secret of creation and the gift of giving over Torah and understanding the Torah on an alphabetic level, if you could say, an Aleph Beis level, is the Koyach of creation from the life force, Yesh Kafei, is inherent in each and every eyes. So let's continue. Umavor b'sefer Yetzira. In Sefer Yetzira, state, Sha'esrim u'shtayim osios. Right, there are three primary svarim, original svarim of Kabbalah. They are Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Sefer Yetzir. That's what Rashi says. I think Gemara Chagiga, he writes that. Mavur b'Sefer Yetzir is one of the original works of Kabbalah, which dates back to Avram Avinu, actually. She'eshim u'shtayim osios misgalgalim b'reish lamed aleph shar. So Sefer Yetzir reveals a secret that the 22 letters can be mizgalgel. The word mizgalgel is hard to translate here, but it means literally to be rolling. Or gilgal means they could be rearranged. They could be rearranged in what's called 231 she'arim. Right now, of course, the 22 letters can be arranged in more than 232 ways. Right? As we'll see. But it means that there are certain secrets which are called sha'arim, that the osios can, when can create certain formulas. And what Avraham Avinu tells us is 232 sha'arim. He's going to give us examples of them. Hayinu she'chonu letzarif ilu ha'osios l'kasvam b'reish lamed aleph oifene. They can be written and rearranged in 231 unique ways. For example, k'moy aleph beis gimel dalid, yashar, Tashra Kafuch. There's a conventional way of osios, which is from right to left, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and there's backwards. Tafshin Reish Kuf. It's not just that Tafshin Reish Kuf, if a person goes that way, he's going backwards and it's a mistake. There's actually a system of the Aleph Beis which goes backwards. And in fact, it's brought down in Sfar Makdashim, that lost the level, it could be that the Aleph Beis will go backwards. As strange as that sounds. But what do we see an example every week where we speak about the osios in a way of forward and backwards? That's on Shabbos, Shabbos morning. On Shabbos morning we say, Kel Adon al kol ha-maisim, baruch ha-mubarach b'fichol ha-neshama, gol le-vatuva ma'ali o'ilam, da'as ha-sfuna sova v'moso. That's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. If you haven't noticed, you'll notice this Shabbos that of course is arranged in a seder of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei v'chudeh. Come to Musaf on Shabbos, and the Shemona Esrei, we say Tikanta Shabbos Vatzisa Kavanoseha Tzivisa Perusha Imsi Dereha. That's the Aleph Beis backwards. Tikanta Shabbos Vatzisa Kavanoseha. That's called Tashrak. It's a different system of the Aleph Beis, and that's Nisgal on Shabbos Kodesh for a particular reason that we have Tafshin Reshkov. That although every day of the week we have Aleph Beis forward, because we do. If we don't do Kel Adam Kol HaMaisim. We say, Kel Baruch Gadol Deya Hechin of Alta Rechama. It's also in the letters of the Aleph Beis, because every single day is a new Hiskalos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And we speak about that Ma'aseh Bereishis in the morning when we come to Yotzer Oru V'Arechoshech. What's Yotzer Oru V'Arechoshech? That's the creation. The first creation was an Or. So we say, when we come to that place after Baruch Hu, which is called the Olam of Bria, of creation, we say there, Aleph Beis, Yotzer Or. And we say, Marabu Masacha Hashem, Kulam Bachachma Sisu, we start to talk about the Bria of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So, isn't it appropriate that when we speak about Ma'aseh Bereishis, we should mention the Aleph Beis? Kel Baruch Adol Deya. Heichin Ufaz Arechama. We're talking about creation. How wondrous was creation? Everything which you created is so marvelous. So, we do that, I'll say to our Aleph Beis, because yes, Hashem used the Aleph Beis to make that creation. So, it's appropriate. And it's a Shevach in that way. Because as we ascend the Olam HaZeh, and we go from Asiya to Yetzira and to Bria, as we go from the Korbanos to Pesukei Dezimra, to that world of Baruch Hu, which is before Shemona Esrei, we come up to a higher place of which creation took place. And there, we don't just give Shabbat like we did in Yetzira, we speak about the greatness of Hashem, you know, as He pertains to the world. But we come to a place from Maisa Bereshis type of a Shevach, to higher Oilamas, to a place where at the core of Maisa Bereshis, and that has to be done, I'll say the Aleph base. Come Shabbos, though, we come to a higher dimension, which is Tashrak, which is not for now. But it's a different system. There's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and there's Tashrak. That's the first and most basic example of one of the Shorim. Now, another one is Chiluf Atbash. Now, we could take this system of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet and Tashrak, which is the most elementary of the two systems, and we can make a Chiluf in them, and that's called Atbash. That there are times where we will replace an os for another os, because one way that we see the bria of the osios of the aleph beis is zachar and a keva. Everything in the bria, this is a klal, breaks down into a zachar and into an a keva. Aleph to tav is a zachar. Going backwards is an a keva. Now, being that aleph and tav, we have the first letter and the last letter. In the same way that we spoke about on the Shabbos here, that when Adam and Chava were created, they were first standing back to back. And the whole secret of creation is what's called the Nesira, the splitting of Adam HaRishon and Chava, and bringing them face to face. That means that everything Zachar Nekev in the world was standing back to back with their Zivug. And that means that Aleph and Tav, that's a Zivug too. Aleph is the Zachar and Tav is its Nekev, they stand back to back. And therefore, they're interchangeable, because they represent, they tap into the same shayrish. So part of the chachma of the Reish Lamed Aleph Sha'arim is this method, which is called Atbash, where there are times where letters can be replaced. They can be replaced because they stand on each other, or in the same place. An example of that that the Sfarim speak about, for example, the word Esrog. Now, Esrog is an Aleph Tuf, a Reish and a Gimel. So now, if we use the formula of Atbash, so we know that Aleph Beis Gimel, Aleph corresponds to a Tav, Beis to a Shin, and a Gimel to a Resh, and a Dalet to a Kuf, of course, and right. So if you look at the word Esrog in your mind, you see that there's an Aleph and a Tav, and there's also a Resh and a Gimel. So a Resh and a Gimel are interchangeable in Atbash, just like Aleph and Tav are. So really, one of the secrets of the Esrog is that the Esrog is Esrog, even in Atbash it's Esrog. Even if you reverse the letters, Esrog is still Esrog. Now you can think about that how you would like, what that means about the Esrog. But when words have that, so then it reflects something plainly about what it is. That inside and outside it's the same. Let's see some of the other formulas. Aik Bachar, Aleph Yud Kof, Beis Chafresh, which means that we're dividing the letters by tens. Aleph, Yud, and Kuf are 1, 10, and 100. And therefore, Beis, Chaf, and Resh are going to be 2, 20, and 300. And it goes weiter. So that a Dalid corresponds to a Mem. I'm sorry, Gimel corresponds to a lamed, which corresponds to a shin, and etc. into the letters mem nun sadi pechaf the matzabach, which are the letters which the sofis letters afterwards. Another example is achas bata. What's achas bata? So take a look at the diagram to the right here, where you see that the aleph base is divided into thirds. Aleph base gimel dalet hey vav zayin. That's seven letters. Ches tetzir chaf lef mem nun. That's another seven letters. And then from Samach to Shin, another seven letters. And so therefore, these letters can be replaced one on top of the other. As you can see, looking horizontally, Aleph Ches Samach. Wait, horizontally, is this way? Yeah, so vertically then. Aleph Ches Samach. So they line up with each other. And then Beis Tes Ayin. So therefore, they are replaceable. Then there's Elba, which is dividing the osios into half. The Aleph will fold on a Lamed, and a Beis on a Mem. And there's Aleph to Tes, and Beis Ches, that's called Atbach. Atbach. That we just look at the Aleph Beis from 1 to 10, 1 to 9, and meaning one aleph to tes, and then we stay in that bracket. So aleph and tes can be replaced on each other, and then you move more towards the middle than a beis and a ches, and then a gimel and a zayin. So that's called atbach. So atbach comes up, actually, as you see that he quotes it in Simon Hay, and in the Gemara in Sukkah. But in Kabbalah, it's used every day in the Shemana Esrei. In the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, the Arizal speaks about the binyan of the Malchus, that after, that before we can make the Nesira between the Zachar and the Keva, which takes place in the sphere as heavenly every single day, we have to build the Malchus. We have to build her. And the building blocks of the Malchus are done using this formula called Atbach. Called Atbach. Every part of the Malchus is built through the secret called Atbach. It's not, we use these formulas. We, meaning Klal Yisrael, we use these formulas in everything which we do, depending on where it's called to do that thing. Now, why it's called for that? These are secrets of Torah. And using, that's why it's safe for Yisrael, secrets of Torah. But a tzaddik is able to use these methods, because this is the methodology in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So, let's continue. So there's Atbach. V'chiluki ha'oisius kifi heimotzao sapeh. There's a way that the letters divide according to the five parts of the mouth. So this is an important klal, and it comes up in Sfarim HaKadoshim, that the mouth divides into five sections, which is why five? Because the letter He is the secret of the Malchus, and Malchus is Peh. So the Peh has five parts to it. That's why even the word Peh has a letter He in it. So they divide into, if you look at if in Simin Vav, on the side here, we could just read it inside. He says, Einin motzaos ha-peh kosef ha-rizal. The secret of the five parts of the peh, ha-seder kifi seder yitziyasa mi-pehada. So we can trace how a dibur formulates in the mouth and follow the trail. And we can see what these five parts are. Ki l'havhar v'kol hu begaru. The sound, the kol itself, comes from the throat. U'misham yotzu l'chutz v'az nechalak l'nahim motzaos. So from there, we're going to find five parts. So the garon, imkin harishonos emosios ha-garon, the letters which emerge from the garon are aleph, ches, ayin, and nehe. As you can see, when you utter these letters, they're guttural sounds. Aleph, ches, ayin, and nehe, they come from the throat. This is mamish niflos, if you see it, like the depth of the chachma of how we do things. Imagine if somebody was sitting and was like, A, B, C, and D, you know, these letters are from the throat, and these letters are from the lips. You're Meshuggah, who cares, right? But not only is this accounted for, and it was created in a way systematically where we would have four or five letters, each part of the mouth corresponding, meaning accounting for each and every one of these letters, is mamash niflos, that we look at it this way. So the throat letters are Aleph, Ches, Ayin, and Nehe. And that's why when the Sfardim say these letters, you know, you're magishit, because when it comes to the Garon, so they emphasize these letters and they say a little bit differently. So then from the throat, it goes into the Cheich. It goes into the Cheich. How would you translate Cheich? The, I don't say cheek, but the palate. I don't know. Visham nasim osios gichak. Gichak. Gimel, yud, chaf, and kuf. Right? They're not as deep in the throat, but they come from a different part. These letters, gimel, yud, chaf, and kuf. Achach yotzi hakol ad haloshan. And then it comes to the tongue. And the tongue, the letters there are the osios dalid, tes, lamid, nun, taf. Notice how when you say those letters, you use your tongue, you press on top, and then you say those letters. You can't say these letters without a tongue. That's called dalant. And then they go to the teeth. The teeth letters are zayin, shin, samech, resh, tzadi. They're all teeth letters that you press upon the teeth in order to say these letters. Zishritz. Acher kach yotzi hakol yuris l'chutz ad hasfasayim, to the lips, and the lip letters are bumf, Right? All those letters are said with the lips. So Nimsak Yisijin, so we have five. That's all called the five Mutzalas HaPeh. Acha, Gichach, Dalan, Zishrus, and Bum. These are the letters. And they each correspond to Sirius, as he says, that Hod corresponds to Acha and Gvura, and the Gvura, Sphere of Gvura. I'm sorry, the Sphere of Netzach is Gichach, Tiferis is Dalant, Gvura is Zishritz, and Chesed is Bump. Okay, now these are all Yesodas, which we're presenting about this. This is something which comes up in the Sfarim HaKdoshim and is a very important part of Limud Pnimiyus HaTorah. Let's continue. There's going to be Rashi Tevos and Sofi Tevos and Miluyim Va'od. I mean, they're altogether 231 Shar. Nimsa Shekol Masha Adam Yachal Ahoitzi B'dibor. Of everything which we can say, Nitztar Be'elo Harish Lamed Alf Sharim. That's why in what we say on a daily basis, there's many secrets. Because although on surface level, there seems nothing special about how we say things. We can't say that what we're saying is we see that the kedusha and we see the osios and but there are arrangements of osios where zivugim are taking place, and that's why a tzaddik is very very careful with his dibur, extremely careful with his dibur, because he understands what it means, a dibur, that a dibur is koach of creation. And the tzaddikim, you should know that the Bnei Saskha writes this, that when a tzaddik, when he speaks even in lashon las, he speaks in English, let's say, so even though I'm saying the word cow, so cow can be kuf vav, right? So when a tzaddik, even if he has to speak in Lashon HaAmamim, so he's mechavin the letters of what that is in Lashon HaKodesh, and he's mitzarif, the tzirif ha'osios, and he's mechavin certain shemos HaKodesh. Of course, this is beyond us, how a tzaddik is able to accomplish that and to do that. But there were certain tzaddikim, like the Rav Shitzarav, that he didn't speak unless he was miyachid yichudim. And even in recent generations, we lived at the time of his great-great-grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Jigover. In the later years of his life, he stopped talking. He didn't talk to anybody because he felt like he didn't have the koyches anymore to keep up to that minhag, which he was makabel about himself, about his great-great-grandfather, Rav Shitzarav, that every word which he said with a yichud, his machav and shemes hakdoshim, and everything which he said. And since he didn't have the koyach later in life, he stopped. He didn't talk anymore. There are people like that. They exist. Of course, they're very big madrigas, but they're tzaddikim in every generation who are in these worlds. Let's continue. Just a little bit more. Uberderech pashat, metstarfim mikol beis osios beis tevos. Now the clout is that every two letters can create two words. Right? The only way to mix up an aleph and a beis is aleph beis and beis and aleph. That's it. So two letters can only make two words. Because a word in Lashon HaKodesh is really just two. It's two. The shorashim of words, although commonly we talk about it on the level of three letters, but in a pinyus way it's two letters. Av is a word. Right? So if av is a word, so then two is the shorash. Now, every letter which you add will produce more words, as the Sefer Yetzirah writes. And that was the way that Sefer Yetzirah speaks about it. Shtei avanim, now letters are called avanim. Bonos shtei batim, to make two houses. Right? So we see that the letters are looked at in Pnimiyus HaTorah as blocks, as bricks, which create houses. Words are called houses. Like he says in the brackets, Shemikol beis osios yuchal nechtav beis tevos, like aleph beis makes av, and also bo, right? And gimel dalet makes gad, or dag, v'chin kulam. Now shalosh avanim, three letters, three bricks, can make shisha batim. Only six possible arrangements. Right? Like he gives you an example here, of aleph mem tes, aleph mem tuf, makes emes, atem, me'es, mata, ta'im, tama, or if on the left bracket, on the side, he says, Aleph, Beis, Gimel can only make these six. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph, Gimel, Beis. Beis, Aleph, Gimel. Beis, Gimel, Aleph. Gimel, Aleph, Beis. And Gimel, Beis, Aleph. That's it. Three can make six. Now, from here on, it starts to increase exponentially. Arba avanim, bonus arba ve'esen batim. Right? Four letters can make 24 words. Like you see on the bottom. Chamesh avanim, This is all Sefer Yetzirah according now. 5 letters can make 120 batim. This is the secret of the 120 years of Moshe's life. Moshe is called Ish HaElokim. Elokim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, has 5 letters, and therefore is arranged in 120 ways. So the reason why Moshe has 120 years of life is because if you're called the Ish HaElokim, so then you are arranged. Every year of Moshe's life was a different arrangement of the Shem Elokim. In fact, on Motzi Shabbos, we're mechavin Eliyahu Hanavi in his 120 arrangements of his name. Because Eliyahu has 5 letters too. That's why it says here in brackets, Elokim has 5 letters in 120 arrangements, and so does Eliyahu. These come up practically, and most commonly in Pnimis HaTorah, Eliyahu and Elokim. It comes up actually by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it says that Paro had an achiza on the letters Yud Mem of the Shem Elokim, and the Arizal has a whole cheshbon there where you can take a look at it on your own. He says here in Sifkat Yud, in the bottom paragraph, he speaks about this as it pertains to Yetzias Mitzrayim. This comes up a lot in the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 5 arrangements of the Shem Elokim. Sheish Havanim, there are 6 letters, will make Sheva Meos Ve'esrim Batim, 720 possible formulations. And that's the secret of what's called Tashach Tziru for Bereshis. That the word Bereshis has 6 letters, and there are 720 arrangements of 6 letters. So that's called Tashach Tziru for Bereshis. And in fact, the Sefer Tikkuni Zohar is a Sefer which was written on the 720 arrangements of the word Bereshis. I mean, almost every single one of the Tikkunim, they're called, of Tikkuni Zohar, begins with a different Tziru for the word Bereshis. Barashis, or Bris Eish, Ta'ev Shir. These are all different arrangements. Bara Yashar. No, that's not one. No. Asar Yavesh. These are all different arrangements of the Shem, of the word Bereshit. So, meaning, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't able to get even past the first word of Torah in creating Tikkuni Zohar. And he's able to find Kol HaTakur, like the Vilna Gaon says, and all the Mepharshim say, that Kol HaTakur is inherent in just that first word, Bereshit. Sheva Vanim, now 7 letters will make Chameshis Alafim V'Arba'im Batim, right? 5,040 different types of arrangements. And beyond that, beyond that, like it's beyond our comprehension to really get into. But So for 4 letters can be 24 arrangements. Right, 4 numbers can also be arranged in 24 ways. So whereas the Shem Elokim, which is 5 letters, has 120 arrangements, the Shem Adnos has 24 arrangements because it has 4 letters. And as he points up, you know, appropriately in the brackets, we're mechavin these 24 tzirufim by Tikkun el Shavuos. That we know that there are 24 Sfarim, the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. And so at the end of each and every one, we're machavin, when we complete them, a different seer for the Shem Adnos. That's called Kishute Kala, because Adnos is a Malchus, and that corresponds to the Kala. Each different arrangement of the Shem Adnos represents a different Kishut, a different article of jewelry, of clothing for the Kala, which has a lot to do with Shavuos. So Lefizeh, also the Shem Havaya has, which is 4 letters, has 24 different arrangements. However, but because the Shem Havaya has 2 letters which are the same, which is the letter Hey, and we don't see the Nikr Nafkamina bein Hey Rishon al Shniyah, right? When we arrange the letters, so we don't see the difference between the Hey and, right? It's called the Hey Ilah, the Hey Tata, but when you look at it on the paper, a Hey is a Hey. So therefore, Eina Oyle Rakli Yud Beis Tzirufi Havaya. It only comes out to 12 different arrangements of Havaya. We cut it in half. But if you can keep track of and make and note the difference between the higher hay and the lower hay. So then you would in fact have as yachal yos chafta al tiruf. There would in fact be 24 different ways of arranging them, because 4 will always translate into 24. Aval achshav shishnehein shapim. But since the 24 are the same, in yachal and letzaf rakal yud beizayfan, and you can only make 12 different arrangements, and that corresponds to the 12 different arrangements of the months of the year. Every month of the year, Tikkun Nizar says, has a different arrangement of the Shem Havaya, and we're machaving that in Musaf. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim, so the Sfar Makdoshim tell us that when you say that Havaya on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, that Chodesh, there's an inyan to be machaving in the Havaya, the Tzur of the Havaya, which corresponds to that month. So, for example, Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei straight. Tishrei is Vav Hei Yud Hei. So therefore, if it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, so of course there's an Indian that we not masquer Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But in that bracha of Musaf, when I say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's in Nisan, so I'm machaving Yud Kei Vav Kei straight, which is normal. But let's say Tammuz is Hei Vav Hei Yud, which is the Shem Havaya backwards, because Tammuz is a month of Din. And the klal is that when the letters go forward, that's rachamim. When they go backwards, it's din. That corresponds to Zachar Nekeva. So if I say Baruch Atah Hashem Musaf from Rosh Chodesh, and it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, so I'm machabim Baruch Atah Hashem Hey Vav Hey in Yod. Now it's more complicated than that, because you have to be machabim other things as well. The nekudos, and the nekudos correspond to certain pasuk. Right? But even just that is something special and appropriate to do, and it's brought down even in the Arskol Siddurs now. The Arskol Siddurs, the newer ones, They give you the Tzirufi Hashem for that Chodesh. Take a look. Baruch Atah Hashem, it says Tammuz and all the Chodeshim which line up to the Shemus. You say Mechab in that Shem.
Is it 3 letters or 4 letters?
4 letters. Yeah.
Is it always backwards? If it's dense, and it's when you were saying before, maybe in the end, so it's going to be backwards.
That's right. Because Lassa Labo, everything will be Alpidin. Alpidin, so the letters can be backwards. That's that inyan of Evan Masu Habonim Hayesad Oshpina. Right, Evan is the letters. Evan Masu Habonim, the hated letters. Right? The letters which Hashem pushed to the end of the Aleph Beis, Hayesad Oshpina. They're going to be the building blocks. What happens is like this. Right now, the Shekhinah is Belyon. Right, so everything in this world comes in to the world from Shemayim to Aretz. But when the Shekhinah comes to Tachtonim, right, so then this is going to be the focal point of the Bria. That means that the Taf is going to be the center of the Bria. Because right, that's where the Taf is in this world. It's the lowest of all the letters. So when the Shekhinah comes here, and the Taf becomes like the beginning, that everything will begin down here, so then the Taf will be, that everything will go backwards. All the Shefa that the Olamos will receive is not that it's going to come from down, up, to us, which is the lowest. It'll emanate from here and go throughout all the Olamos. So there's a way of looking at the Aleph Beis from Taf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, backwards. So that's like a more of a Lasa Olah that will come. It's like on Shabbos, which is Me'in Olama. So that's why it goes Tashrak when you come to Musaf. So we spoke about it anyways. Have a wonderful day, everyone.